Dear listeners, good morning. Today, we begin a series of messages entitled Faith in Action, Five Unlikely Heroes. In Jamaica, we celebrate the month of October as Heritage Month, where we hail our national heroes of the past and celebrate present ones who have made sterling contributions to our national development. For the five Sundays in this month, I have chosen to examine the lives of five individuals found in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11. The five individuals chosen are Rahab, found in the book of Joshua, Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, whose lives are depicted for us in the book of Judges. If we look at these persons' background or their character, we may think that they are unworthy, unlikely candidates to be recognized as heroes. We may even evaluate their lives and consider them as failures. However, in God's evaluation, which is what really matters, they are heroes. These individuals have been selected to demonstrate to us that anyone can become a hero of faith if they allow God to use them to accomplish His purposes in this world. The first person whose life we shall examine is Rahab. We find Rahab living in the city of Jericho at the point in time when the children of Israel were to begin their conquest of the land of Canaan, which God had promised to give to them. Rahab had a sordid background. She is described as a prostitute, and she was to be known by this title throughout history. To begin the conquest of the land, Joshua sent two spies into the city of Jericho to gain valuable information. They entered the city and sought lodging in Rahab's house. No doubt, under the guise of seeking her services. Under normal circumstances, this would raise no suspicion, but when two Israelis entered the city, this raised their concern. You see, all the citizens of Jericho were in fear and of dread of the approaching Israelites. They had heard the stories of Yahweh's deliverance of the people of Israel from Egypt, and of the many nations they had defeated after leaving Egypt up to that point in time. When faced with the real situation of impending doom, however, Rahab chose faith over fear. She chose to put her faith in Israel's God rather than fearing Him. She demonstrated her faith in Yahweh by giving safe lodging to the spies, by hiding them on her roof, and deceiving the soldiers who came searching for them by sending them the wrong way. When the destruction of Jericho was completed, only Rahab and her family survived. After that, Rahab and her family lived among Israel for the rest of their lives. Although it was not stated in the narrative of the fall of Jericho, two things can be inferred from the story about Rahab. We can assume, firstly, that in order to have faith in Yahweh, she would have had to intentionally renounce and externally distance herself from the idolatry of her Canaanite upbringing, and embrace the worship of the God of Israel and live under His laws. Secondly, she would have had to abandon her former life of prostitution, not just because it was against God's laws, but simply in gratitude to God for Him sparing her life and for the life of her family. She would gladly give up being a prostitute in order to embrace a new life of holy living. simply out of gratitude to Almighty God. A wonderful transformation had taken place in her life as a result of her faith, from prostitute to saint. The lesson we learn from this is that one's past does not necessarily determine one's destiny. An encounter with the living God can change the trajectory of one's life. From Rahab's faith, we learn a number of valuable lessons. Firstly, faith in Almighty God triumphs over fear in the face of impending danger. Also, faith in God requires courage and boldness. In other words, faith requires action. Thirdly, faith in God requires repentance and obedience. And last, personal faith in God can result in benefit to others, as we see that Rahab's faith benefited all her family. On the other hand, we see the opposite effects of fear in the face of impending disaster, in that Jericho was totally destroyed. If the king, along with the people of Jericho, had responded in faith and obedience to God, no doubt, like Rahab, he would have spared their lives and would have spared the city as well. Instead of faith, the king and the people remained grounded in a state of fear, which paralyzed them and resulted in their ultimate destruction. What were the rewards of Rahab's faith? What did she receive from God as a result of her faith? Well, firstly, she and her family's lives were spared. Secondly, she and her family became a part of Israel, God's chosen people. Third, her legacy lived on, in that she was included in the lineage of the Messiah. We see this in the genealogy of Jesus, shown to us in the first chapter of Matthew. You see, God was not embarrassed to have a former prostitute included in the genealogy of his beloved son. Fourthly, she had the honor of being listed in the Hall of Fame of Hebrews chapter 11. And lastly, she's recognized as a sterling example of faith in action, James 2 verse 25. Though we and others may consider us as unlikely candidates for the title of heroes, we can all make it into God's Hall of Faith if we make ourselves available to Him. In the face of the current situation of fear and anxiety caused by COVID-19 pandemic, God wants His people to demonstrate faith and trust in His keeping and protective power. Even in the face of other dangers that may threaten our lives, we should be bold and courageous. According to Hebrews chapter 13, we should say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Be blessed and encouraged, therefore, my friends. We can all be heroes. We can all be used in God's mighty work. Be blessed and keep safe until we meet next week.